Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
And Bill, I'm fresh back from a mini vacation.
Yes, I am aware you took a little baseball outing.
Yes, a little excursion. As you know, I'm a big fan of the New York Mets.
Yes, the Nets are all up in the news these days.
Yes, they are. And boy, what a good time we had. Went to see them play the Reds in Cincinnati. Great ballpark there.
Many years ago, I caught several ball games in Cincinnati with my father and my other friend, Jim.
Yes.
And we watched a lot of games and had a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, as far as, at least at the time, as far as value for Major League Ballpark, mm-hmm. you can't beat Cincinnati.
I have to agree with you. The first game where we're, I had similar seats in Washington the year that National Park opened. Mm. And I paid about $50 or $55 a seat for those. About the same seat at Cincinnati, $36.
And you guys had great seats.
Now, that was the first day we were there, Labor Day, right. The day game. We were just past third base, up under the overhang, so we were in one of the only shady rows in that section, which was perfect because it was a hot day. Yeah, you know, right. hot kids in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
So, but then the next night, Tuesday night, when we went, the day after Labor Day, those were incredible seats. Those were $50 a piece, worth every penny.
They were right along the first base line.
We were eight rows from the dugout.
Yeah. Right behind the dugout, about seven or eight rows. Yeah. I saw the picture you sent. And we were out at dinner, uh-huh. and you texted me that picture. And I'm like, oh, we got to go watch the game. Maybe we can catch Jim and Kim. And there was not a lot of people there.
No, there really weren't.
And I'm looking and I'm watching, and it's like, you were literally just outside the camera shot, yeah. by, you know, maybe like half a width of the screen and up about two or three rows, because it probably gives you the first four or five rows, but yeah. not the whole six to eight. So they didn't get a good look at you guys over in that section, which is too bad.
Yeah, there were a lot of Mets fans there too.
But, oh, sure.
They were all, most of them were over by the third base side, but there were a few around us too. Yeah, we had a wonderful time. Come to find out, the Mets were staying at our hotel too.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, we didn't see them, but yeah, that was a really fun trip. And I got to tell you, Cincinnati is a very nice city. It's very clean.
It is. Cincinnati is a nice town, and it's a small, big city.
Yeah,
that's the way I consider Cincinnati. So I do know that one of my favorite places in the entire world is in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's really a big reason why we went.
Oh, really?
Well, sure. I mean, we could go anywhere to see a Mets game, right?
But there's, you know, very few places you can go and get the Montgomery Inn ribs.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we figured, because we wanted to see a game and we want more Montgomery Inn ribs and sauce. Right. We're out of sauce at home, too. So, you know, so are you.
Right.
So why don't we combine the two things that we really like, eating and baseball?
Sounds perfect.
So we went to lunch on Tuesday, the last full day we were there. Went to the Boathouse right there on the river, right in Cincinnati. And you've been there. You highly recommended it. Beautiful
wonderful
spot.
Place. First time I've ever been to a Montgomery Inn was in the Boathouse.
Was the Boathouse.
And it was fabulous.
Well, it did not disappoint. The ribs were incredible.
They fall off and melt in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, we can sing the praises of the Montgomery Inn all day. And we will.
Right.
but, you know, another thing that I stumbled on while I was there, I thought, you know, we're heading into the fall season.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Kim the night before, we went to the Hofbräuhaus over the river in Newport, Kentucky.
Right.
And they had an Oktoberfest ale that I had that was very good. I thought, we should pick up an Oktoberfest ale. Until I went to the Montgomery Inn and I saw this. The perfect beer.
Now, the Montgomery Inn has a couple of their own house beers.
They do.
Named after their founder, Ted.
Ted. And Ted's Amber Ale, which is what jumped off the menu. I mean, I thought I should try that until I saw this one.
Do elaborate, Jim. What might this one be?
This one, like I say, is perfect for us. It's called the Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Ooh.
From the Goodwood Brewing Company.
So that sounds perfect.
It does, doesn't it? And
the
it is.
Bourbon Barrel Ale.
You're going to love it. Usually we like to taste things for the first time on the podcast.
Fortunately for you. I will be tasting this beer.
You will.
Time.
You will. So, yeah, we'll get into the tasting.
You have a growler.
I have a growler that I bought from the Montgomery.
Yeah. Right. We got a couple now semi-frosted mugs.
Yeah, they've been out for a few minutes, so they're starting to melt. But look at that. What's that over there?
There is a tax seal.
Yeah, well, it's a
it's a seal.
Just a seal. It's just some kind of beer and wine website. But anyway, shall I?
I think we shall.
Actually, I'm going to give you the hunters.
Oh, hopefully.
Terrific.
Uh-oh. Hey, cold glass keeps it under control. Lovely. Oh, this is a nice looking beer.
Isn't that nice? Look at that. Look at the color.
It's not an amber, but that's the color.
It is. Indeed.
The beauty of the beer. You know, we're not going to get any sort of scent off of them like a whiskey, but... A
little bit.
Jim? Oh, wow. That's a sweet and smooth beer. Okay. You and I have our gold standard of, say, Scotch ales.
This is very much like a Scotch ale.
Brewed very locally here, and yeah. I've yet to have a better Scotch ale than that one.
Right.
This is a better beer.
Oh, it's a better beer, 100% better. Oh. Absolutely. It's very similar to a Scotch ale in that type of robust flavor that you get, only it's smoother.
It's smoother, it's softer.
Sweeter.
It's sweeter. Yeah. It's. I'm going to say this, it's the Kool-Aid of beer. Not the Kool-Aid and it's super sweet, but it's something that ice cold, you slurp it right down and it's, ooh, yeah, this goes down real easy. Mm-hmm. Real easy. This is really tasty.
Yeah,
there's no bitter aftertaste.
It's not real heavy.
It's a very, I mean, it's not too light. It's an amber. It looks like an amber.
Looks
like an amber, but it tastes like a Scotch ale.
Right.
But it tastes sweeter and smoother than a Scotch ale. Mm-hmm.
So this is aged, I guess, in a bourbon barrel.
And as we've been discovering, the bourbons are every bit as full of whiskey as the scotches.
Absolutely, yeah.
But wow, and we've had some, the Scotch ales are aged in Scotch barrels, right? Mm-hmm. And we've had a few different, like the Wee Heavy Winter Ales and the Jack Daniel's aged beer.
Yeah. And
all of which are very good beers.
And if anything, that imparts even more, I think, of a whiskey flavor.
But this doesn't.
Not that much, but...
But what you get almost that slight hint of the wood.
Yes.
But not the bitter, just the wood.
Yeah.
And dare I say it, it gives me that wearing juicy fruit taste.
Yeah, actually,
that,
yeah.
The aftertaste is that sweetness.
The longer in the back of my mouth, I'm getting that, the back of my tongue.
Exactly. That is fantastic.
Yeah, so I took a sip of this.
Yeah.
And Kim saw my face. And she was interested, so I passed it over to her. And she took not just a sip.
Oh, really?
She drank a bit of it.
She's usually not one to partake of the hops.
Yep, she shook her head. She says, you know what? I usually you hand me something, a beer, and to me it's just beer. It's just hops.
This.
And I said, yeah, this isn't that.
The beer taste is very subtle. Yeah, It says premium beer and wine on the cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it certainly is.
Yes, it is.
Beerandwinespecialists.com. Now, I don't tend to promote websites on our website, but...
No, there's nothing in it for us, but we're not in it for the
But if they can ship us
money,
a bottle of this...
You know, we recommend things based on our...
Personal preferences,
right? On the flavor and what we find to be, you know, very good.
We've been very lucky
that we've never had anything we've really hated on the podcast. So
nope,
we just had things we've liked better than others. But this one, I mean, I had to bring this back. When I had this at the table with my lunch, I said, you know, it fits the bill, so to speak.
Thank you. Do elaborate on the lunch, by the way.
Oh well, you know, we had what you'd expect. We had ribs. Now you said it already. The ribs. Or fall off the bone, they have a process for trimming the ribs, first of all. There's not any hint of fat whatsoever.
No, I can't get to that level of rib perfection.
Yeah, and I don't know they do that.
I've gotten better and better.
Yeah.
These last...
Oh, the last set that, yeah, that I had.
Last few times I've had ribs, they peel off the bone, they come off, but they're not as lean and precise as these ribs. And they, you're so right, the way they trim them and they season them. And with no rib sauce at all, they taste fantastic.
I know. And fall off the bone, you're not kidding. The only thing I don't like about ribs is they're messy. And it seems like a lot of work for a little bit of meat. But you know what? Use a fork on theirs, and it just falls off.
You don't
with a fork.
You don't have to touch the bones.
No.
It's amazing.
That's, you know, and that's...
I mean, and like I said, last time I made ribs...
Yeah, yours were...
I was able to do that.
Yes, you were. Yes.
You can, but the, even that, though, the meats, you know, it's still got that, you know, little bit of fatty to it. You know, it's right. still a lot juicier and drippier than what you get out of Montgomery Inn. And I will never, you know, I'll never get to that recipe.
Right.
But I, it's perfection.
Yeah. It, but it's... unbelievable. I remember the first time you had me over was when we played in Columbus.
Years ago.
We played in a tournament in Columbus. And yeah, you went to the Montgomery Inn. And when we got back home, a weekend or two later, you said, why don't you come over? I brought ribs back. And we, you had a big get-together over at your house. Yep. And I thought, my God, these are amazing. And that was my introduction. And you told me all about the Montgomery Inn. And boy, you weren't kidding. It's got to be the best place. In the country.
And tell me this about that. If anybody can make Montgomery Inn ribs, all you got to do, it used to be you would call up 1-800-USA-RIBS. And I'm sure you could still can. But now there's websites. And it's, you know, merged with other Cincinnati local favorite stuff.
Delicacies,
but
right.
You can still type in www.ribsking.com mm-hmm. and it'll forward you to that site.
Right.
And it'll go right to the Montgomery Inn page.
Right.
Which you can order racks of ribs. They're not cheap.
No, they're not.
But they're overnighted to you. 5 minutes on the grill on each side.
Yeah.
And you have ribs just like the Montgomery Inn. And you know me. I do like my food.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't travel extensively. But there are a couple of places that I will always defer to in a couple of cities.
Mm-hmm.
One is, of course, the Montgomery Inn.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is, of course, Giordano's in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'm envious of you, my friend, for having actually been to the Boathouse and dined on the ribs. It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences where you walk in and everything's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my memory of the first time I went to the Montgomery Inn. And every time I've been to one since, I have not been disappointed.
No, no. And I mean, the sauce. It doesn't get any better than that sauce.
Is,
you put that sauce in anything, it instantly makes it 100% better.
Hands down, the best barbecue sauce I've ever had.
Absolutely. So that's why we bring back cases.
And it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year through.
Well, absolutely.
Because now that I have a case of Montgomery Inn sauce, I will certainly fire up a few more racks of ribs.
So we had a lot of fun. We got to see the Mets hit some home runs, as usual. That's the only way they seem to score runs.
Yeah. And it's working for him now.
And they're pitching well. Bartolo Colon pitched on Labor Day, so we got to see the fat man.
Bartolo Colon is like my grandfather.
not quite. He's younger than you, but not by much. He's 43.
Okay, a little younger than he's listed at 43.
Exactly, right. He could be 53 for all we know.
Exactly.
Most consistent pitcher on the staff.
But, yeah. That's because he's been doing it for 100 years.
19, yeah.
But he's also, I mean, yes, he's the fat man, but he has almost a compact delivery.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't hurt himself. He doesn't overextend himself. He doesn't overthrow. Ain't his game.
No.
Throw strikes, get people out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great pitcher.
So what a great time. Great city. Highly recommend it. It's a great baseball town. We crossed one off of our list, but it's one we'll definitely go back to because the food is amazing. And the German food. Holy crap.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay, first of all, Cincinnati is this very diverse city. It's where North meets South.
Yeah, very much.
It's a very interesting city. So, Jim, all I can say is thank you.
Yeah.
This is a great beer.
Yeah, well, I had this.
You bring back a lot of great experiences. Unfortunately, I have to... link all of my favorite places and favorite things to food. But
I do it too.
Wow.
Food and sports.
Yes. Right. That's 100% true.
That's the whole reason for the trip. So back to the beer. What a great beer. Just looking at the tasting notes online here. Goodwood Bourbon Barrel Ale is refined by its time in the cask, not defined by it. The process produces balanced, adjunct-free ale with delicious bourbon notes. This copper-toned Butte is medium-bodied and malt-forward with a hint of sweet caramel. It finishes strong and dry with notes of vanilla and bourbon-soaked oak. And there's the wood.
And it is. It's got great woody, juicy fruit finish.
Now, surprisingly, it got only a 3.58, so 3.5 out of almost 2,200 reviews.
Out of 5 stars or 4?
Out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody's got their own taste in beer.
Mm-hmm.
you're never going to find a five-star beer.
Yeah, you're right, because people are expecting different things. Like I said earlier, I've had whiskey-aged beer before that had more of a whiskey, I want to say heat.
Especially that Jack Daniel's aged.
Yeah.
This stuff, you get more hint of the wood and the character of the barrel.
Right.
Whereas the Jack Daniel's age, you got the character of the whiskey.
Of the whiskey, yeah. And so you almost think there's whiskey mixed in with it, is what it felt like.
I don't think it was.
No, I don't think so either, but I mean, that's the effect.
Right, but that is the flavor you get. That's right. The feeling you get when you drink it. Mm-hmm. This is, like, very smooth. Mm. This is like sipping a nice bourbon. It gives you that same flavor as the good sweet. It's as close to a bourbon in a beer as you're going to get.
I think so. I give it 5.
I as well. This has been the, there's only one beer that I will always swear is better.
The Poor Richard's Ale.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm very fond of that too.
But, I mean, this one's accessible.
This one, yeah, it is. this one, I thought the same thing. It's very much like a Scotch Ale, but smoother and sweeter.
This is better than a Scotch Ale.
It's better than our favorite Scotch Ale locally, which we'll get to. We'll bring
it's
that
a
around.
Fantastic beer.
It's a wonderful beer.
Exactly.
I'll go out tomorrow and get one. But
this is a long drive back to Cincinnati.
It's 8 hours, boy.
I'll tell you what, worth every minute of the drive. So Jim, this is fabulous. Once again, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you for turning me on to the Montgomery Inn, because that really was as much the reason for the trip as the baseball. Yeah. Speaking of baseball, we're heading into the end of our season. Our last regular game is coming up this weekend.
This Saturday,
and then it's our one round of playoff.
And I'll make the call on this one, Jim. This is a great beer. This is by far the most superior beer we've had. Bar one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this up there on that same shelf with that.
Oh, absolutely. So, I think the exclusivity of the Poor Richards is what sets it apart.
That sets it apart, yeah.
But this is as fine a beer as...
And the Fat Ox being the same thing.
It's very similar.
Right.
Beer. Very similar. Very good beer.
Very good beer. So that's right up there, too.
This is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I enjoyed sharing this with you. Is there any left?
Nope, we just
very good.
Poured the rest of it. Yeah,
and what does that do? That fulfills...
our growler rules.
That's right.
That's right.
that means if you're going to open the growler, you're going to finish it.
You got to finish a growler.
That's right. And you have to share it
with a friend.
With a good friend. My good friend.
My good friend.
To the Montgomery Inn.
The Montgomery Inn.
To Ohio.
Ohio.
To the Cincinnati Reds.
To the Cincinnati Reds.
Oldest franchise in Major League Baseball. And all of sports, if I'm
right. Red stocking.
All of America.
American
sports,
yes.
To them.
To them. And to you, Jim.
And to you, Bill.
And to all of you.
All right, so thank you very much for listening. My name's Jim.
And I'm Bill.
And this is Hopscotch World.
Stuff is freaking awesome.